from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome into the weekend edition of Life Change Weekend. Glad that you're listening in. And weekends, we have a variety of things that we deal with. Monday through Friday, when you join us, we have Bible study. We teach the Word of God. I do a lot of that teaching. On Fridays, we have occasional guests that come in as well. And on Saturdays, we really enjoy having guests come in. One of the things that we're doing more and more of on Saturdays is to talk about a couple of the ministries that Foundation is involved with that are very important to us. And one of them is a ministry in Myanmar that we've been going on with for a number of years. And I'm glad to have my good friend Rick Ramsey on. Rick is out of Virginia. He's international director of our ministry, also mentor in the college program that we now have. Rick has been heavily involved in raising funds and helping us with this ministry in Myanmar. For those of you not familiar with this, Burma is the original name of this country. Adoniram Judson, incredible story about how he went there. Literally did so many things with the gospel, including having the Judson translation of scripture there. Many of the people there still use that. I remember reading about him when I was in college many years ago, and now we have ministry there. And Rick, it's great having you on again today. I'm sure things there in Virginia are warming up just a little bit as we head towards spring and summer. Rick, give us an overview, if you would, of where we're at right now in the ministry in the former Burma, Myanmar.
Well, it's a joy to be back home with you, Dino, and we appreciate so much the opportunity to be on the radio to share the heart that God has given us for the people of Myanmar. Some refer to it as Burma. It's a blessing. You know, it's a God thing as I think about it. I guess it was 2017, I believe, that maybe even before that, that a pastor from over there showed up at Davis College where you were leading and just kind of touched your heart, and then you went to speak at a Bible conference and a graduation there in 2017, I think. And then I had the opportunity in 2020, I'll have to share the whole of that story someday, but in 2020, right before COVID hit, we were on the last plane coming out, but was able to spend time there speaking at a conference, speaking at the little school college that they have, speaking at many of the churches that these pastors that we support are serving at in villages all around Kalamaya, Myanmar. And what a joy it's been. Now we're in our fourth year to be involved in that ministry. I can still remember sitting at a breakfast table as we wrote down plans for how we might be able to try to help that ministry over there. And God has let us do that now for 4 years, and we're just blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, too. You recently reported that there's kind of a request coming out of there that the pastor's names not be mentioned over here. Tell us a little bit about that thinking.
Yes, our leader there, whom we have mentioned his name many times, but because of the climate that's there now, and, you know, we even see this a little bit in America where people are hesitant to speak out politically. And we've encouraged our team there to try to stay out of the politics in that country and focus on their ministry. But it's been very difficult for them because of the civil war that's going on to be able to continue those ministries. And so when they share updates about what's going on, they just don't want us to mention their names, because then it's all out on the web and on the internet, and so it's not really safe for them. You think about that, that there's a safety feature that's involved in that mission field, if you will.
Yeah, that's challenging times that we live in today. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you with Rick Ramsey, our International Director for DPM Ministries. And we're talking about that ministry in Myanmar. You say Myanmar, I say Myanmar. I'm not sure which it is, Rick, but I guess
we're both wrong.
Maybe we should go back to Burma. Huh? That's easier.
Yeah.
But it's a very effective ministry there that these people are doing. We support 10 pastors there. And tell us how we do that.
Well, we have done it in multiple ways. Back during COVID, the banks were closed there. So before COVID, or at least before the coup and COVID kind of combined, we would be able, through Western Union, to send funds to them, and to our lead pastor there then would distribute it among 10 pastors, and they would come on, and they would be on for a while, and their church would be more self-supporting, and we trust him to make those decisions. And so they're on, and then sometimes they're off, and we'll take another one on, and so we send it that way. Well, during a couple of years there, we couldn't do that. We had to send it to Singapore and get it in through, I'm not exactly sure how it got there personally, but it got there. And now the banks are back open and we're able to send it. The goal is 1,000 a month, but we send it every 3 months. And so then he distributes it to the pastors there. We receive stories, amazing stories. And one that stands out in my mind still is one pastor said, I would not be able to give my children milk without the support that you all send to us. And just so grateful. And they're all so grateful. They live in such a difficult world and difficult circumstances. And yet they are faithful, and God is allowing us to help them. So we don't have to raise support for a missionary here. We've got people there serving the Lord. You mentioned Adoniram Judson and the work that he accomplished, and it's still being carried on in villages all over. Just think of little towns in America that's got a little church that barely can support itself. Well, in Myanmar, it is greater difficulties, and we're able to participate, and it's been a joy.
Yeah. If you would like to help support these pastors, I'm sure many of you listening in have a heart for this. There's two places that you can actually give it. Simply go to our webpage, which is new and updated and doing very well for us now. If you would simply go there, it's under Dino Padron Ministries. Now, my name is spelled D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Dino Padron Ministries, plural.com. And go to the donate, and you can donate there. Many people donate every month. We're thankful for that. And then also we have our own virtual office, and this is the virtual office number. So get a paper and pencil and a pen there, and I'll tell you exactly where that is. Many people give this way. If you would like to be on our mailing list, we have a newsletter that comes out every single month, and then we have a newsletter with our college that comes out regularly as well. If you would like to get on our mailing list, simply send your email to my email, which is Dino Padron, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, at gmail.com. Simply do that. Now, the place to send donations in for these pastors is 433 Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, Real, R-E-A-L, Suite, S-U-I-T-E, 233-233-275. That's 433 Plaza Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida. Two words, BOCARATON, Florida 33432. That's 433 Plaza Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida 33432. Now, Rick, tell us a little bit about some of these churches over there. You mentioned about a story there, but tell us about some of these churches and you know, what God is really doing there amongst those people. Let me just say this. I remember when I went over and spoke to their national convention a few years ago, the pastor then took me out to the communities, and we went from place to place. And I remember one pastor who had a leg surgery, and the leg surgery did not come out right at all. He had a limp the rest of his life, a very handsome young man. And at that moment, he had no funds. And I remember we bought him some songbooks while we were there. And he just wept when we bought him the songbooks. And he's one of these pastors that are receiving these funds. Tell us a little bit about some of these stories that are over there, Rick.
Yes, I remember that pastor. I could not say his name, even if I felt inclined to. Their pronunciation of their names are kind of difficult, but I remember the one you're talking about, and I visited his church, and I remember a little lady, an older lady there, who they look at us as Americans, and they think of us as rich, and we are so blessed, but they were so honored that I was there, and they showed me the songbooks, and they said, "Look, Dr. Padrone." They were thrilled to have those songbooks. I think of the Bethlehem Baptist Church. My wife and I visited that church. And that church, we called it the Church on Stilts because it was built on the side of a hill. And so during the rainy season, it would be washed away. So they put them on 20-foot poles up in the air. And I remember my wife wore a dress that evening, and we had to climb steps to get up into the church. And so she told the men that they had to turn the other way while she climbed up into the steps. And we got inside that building, and as they sang, they were praising the Lord and moving around, we thought we felt the building move, but it was a move of worship and praise, and I'll never forget that experience. Well, that particular church, Bethlehem Baptist Church, because of the Civil War and the government troops coming through there, had to leave. Now, I don't know if the building is still standing, but our pastor, our core pastor, our lead pastor, took those church people in, and they had to move out of their little village that was adjacent to Kalamaya. And so they were living in varying places, and their church was having to help coordinate support for that church. Now, their goal at some point is to go back to their village and restart their church, but there was about 40 or 50 people in that building that night, a small building. I'm in my office now. It wasn't much bigger than a 15 by 30 room. But what a spirit of worship. And that's just some of the churches that we're helping. We went up on a mountain. My wife doesn't like heights. We went up on a mountain to a church up there. And again, they're pretty safe from the coup because it's so far up and so high up, but they have nothing. And so we're able to help them purchase the things that they need to provide for the pastor and his family.
Yeah, it's just hearing those stories, it touches hearts, Rick. It really does as we think about what's happening over there. You're listening into Life Change Weekend with Dieter Padrone Ministries. We call it DPM Presents Life Change Weekend. These stories that we hear about what's going on over there in the former Burma is heart-touching. And Rick Ramsey is sharing some of these things with us. Rick, if there were two things that I were to say to you, what is the two things they need more than anything over there? What would those things be, do you feel?
I assume that we always use the term they need prayer, but they need prayer for the Civil War to end. the government just recently passed a law that every young person, both male and female, would be forced into military service. The ages, I think, was 17 to 29, anybody in that age frame, and they would go out and find them and force them into service. And the reason for that is that the war is not going so well for the government, and many people are fleeing into Thailand and fleeing into Bangladesh, and some in Vietnam, to get away from the war and get away from this, what they call it, a constriction, I believe, that these young people are forced into military service by the government. But the truth of the matter is, progress is being made and victories are being won, but the Civil War, just pray that it stops, and then they'll be able to start their economies again. The rice fields, and I mean, they've blown up things that they depend on to live on. And so the best way we can help is to get funds to them so that they can purchase rice. Sometimes it comes out of China and other places, and so that they can purchase the things that they need.
Yeah, amazing stories, really. Amazing, amazing story, what's happening over there. And this is something that we have felt burdened here to be able to minister to the people over there with. So again, if you'd like to help us with this, you can simply go to PedroneMinistries.com, DinaPedroneMinistries.com, either one. Go to the donate button there. If you would like to send a gift to us, it's 433 Plaza Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. That's 433 Plaza Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Rick, we've got probably five, six minutes left. I want you to give us something from the scripture here in just a few moments. For many years, Rick pastored a wonderful church in Virginia. He travels. If you'd like to have him in your church, he is available to come for mission conferences. He's available to come to preach the Word of God. He is a very effective communicator of God's Word, and you can contact him through here. Also, give us your address there too, Rick. If people want to contact you, then share something with us from the Word of God.
Sure. My email address is rickramsey1@gmail.com, or my mailing address is P.O. Box 111. P.O. Box 111 or 111, Fairfield, Virginia, 24435, in Fairfield, spell F-A-I-R-F-I-E-L-D. It's in Virginia, 24435. And I want to, before I share a thought from the Word, to thank those churches, pastors, Sunday school classes that are supporting our Myanmar work as well. Some of them on a monthly basis, some on a quarterly basis. We appreciate them so very much. The great calling of the Christian is to be faithful. And we're saved by faith, the faith that the Lord Jesus gave us by his grace in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. But then our call is to faithfulness. And there's not an individual in the Bible that points this out to me any greater than a man by the name of Caleb. And of course, you remember Joshua and Caleb, along with others, were sent to spy out the land, the promised land. And of course, the spies came back and said there were giants in the land. But Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. We can go. And they didn't go. And Caleb wandered in the wilderness with those rebellious saints of God and was faithful through it all. He was patiently waiting for God's provision and trusting that God would take care of it. And he was also very humble. Joshua took the lead role. He became the man who followed Moses, Joshua. Caleb, the other faithful spy, is not mentioned in all of those years. 45 years went by, and then Caleb and the children of Judah, whom Caleb led, went to Joshua want the mountain that the Lord promised me. So here's this man of faith. Here's this faithful man. Here's this patient man. Here's this humble man saying that I want now the mountain. All of the other tribes had been given their land. Caleb had not gotten his land yet. And so he goes to Joshua and he says, I want that mountain. And I'll share a quick story. As a young man, I sat on a Sunday morning and watched Jerry Falwell and Robbie Heiner on top of a mountain in Lynchburg, Virginia, singing the song, I want that mountain. And that mountain the Lord has given me. And that was the beginning of Liberty University, which now has thousands of students. But it was a vision that he had. And of course, Caleb led Judah, and Judah, out of whom our Savior came, the tribe, and Caleb and his faithfulness through all them years. And the challenge is this: if you're listening to me today and things are not going well, you're not even being noticed, the provision is not there, you haven't received God's promise yet, but you know that he's promised it, be faithful, be humble, be patient, and trust God to give you that which he's promised you. There are many applications to that in our life, and we make that application to our Myanmar ministry. Those pastors there are faithful and patient and humble before God, and they're waiting and trusting for God to provide a freedom to do what he's called them to do. And we just are so thankful to be a part of that work of God.
Thank you so much, Rick. You've been listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you. And Rick Ramsey, who's a regular on our program, is with us today. Last week, you heard him talking about the mentorship program and the part that he plays in our college. And we're so glad to have him on with us today. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have our regular broadcast. We're so glad to be on these stations. We appreciate so much the work of the Montrose Broadcasting Network that has been such a big part of our radio lives. We're on a lot of different places, but they're the heart of it. Also, I appreciate so much Jim Baker, the president of the station there. I also appreciate very much Lynn Hart, who does the editorial work of our broadcast. She's in Texas, and it's amazing how all of this is put together and how God blesses it. So I'm glad for all of these people and thank them so very much for their part in what we do. Monday through Friday, we're going through 1st and 2nd Peter now in our studies. And we looked something at Peter's life. And then after Peter's life, we've been looking at 1 Peter chapters 1 and 2. And we'll be going right through all of that over the next few weeks. Join us, if you would, Monday through Friday. On Fridays, we occasionally have a special guest come in and speak. And when I say guest, it's one of our team members here, either a board member or a professor, come on with us and share the Word of God. So we're so thankful for the many years that we've been able to have a radio as a part of our ministry, and we're so glad that you are listening into our program today. Let me encourage you as well to prayerfully consider helping us with this work in Myanmar. We thank the Lord for the many people who have helped. There are people that send in regularly. Every single month they send regularly in, and we would appreciate you helping us. All of the funds that come in go directly to those dear people that are there. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And tomorrow is the Lord's Day, and we are thankful that we can rejoice in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, thank you for listening in to the weekend edition of Life Change Weekend. Have a blessed weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.